Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, Linda, and hopefully all of the people can hear me, whoever's in, and get in. Patriot Families is our sponsor, www.patriotfamilies.com, and you're not in the chat room, but you're on the air. So, hello, Bill, and welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's telling me that I'm not connected to the server. It's the middle of a snowstorm here. It ain't much. It's just blizzardy or windy, and, you know, it's cold. Covering up stuff real quick, and it'll be over in a little bit. No big deal here. We're kind of used to it here.
Of course. And I did promote the show, but, you know, maybe people just can't get in, or who knows. Hopefully the sound check was okay. I don't know. Oh, good. Thanks so much, y'all. She usually does that for us. I hope she's feeling better by tomorrow and can catch my show. My God, the news is just astounding. Glenn was so dismayed. Next will be here, something I couldn't see. she's her Chinese keyboard. Chavez is dead. In fact, I had heard this, a day or two ago, and then it was confirmed today that Chavez died. And there was a blog on Facebook today, I can't remember if it was Terry Kiley or somebody, posted that Kissinger's pretty sick and he's in the hospital. So we don't know, but what's going on with Rand Paul talked with Hannity, but he couldn't get to Glenn because Glenn went off the air before they could confirm that story on The Blaze about this drone stuff and the letter that Glenn showed on his show of derelict Holder saying that this is perfectly constitutional. That's why I played the Alice in Wonderland thing. This is insane, dude. I mean, it's just insane.
Well, Holder's trying to pull a lot of things. You know, recently, there were some states that passed some marijuana laws. Well, now Holder's going back and saying they can't. But what you're going to see is Holder's going to pull the same thing that Indiana's elected tried to pull, and mm-hmm. that was they want to legalize it, but they want Big Pharma to have total control.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's, if you know, Big Pharma, I mean, they bought into this government for how many years and decades?
Exactly.
They've been feeding the people pills that aren't needed and this and that. They're all about money. Nobody has spent more money fighting to keep marijuana illegal because they know it will crush their profits than Big Pharma.
Yeah, Rod was typing
a lot of these other places. They bought into the government.
Well, and I'm glad you sent me the list of the foods that were on the GMO list or Monsanto's list.
That scared the hell out of you.
You know what? You should have seen me trying to go shopping. I couldn't buy anything. Those shelves were just, especially Walmart, that's all hairy. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
I got to admit, there's some things on that list I dearly love, but I'm giving them up.
Oh, yeah, like Orville Redenbacher popcorn or Campbell's soup. I mean, there's just, the list is just
Pringles.
Everything.
Campbell's Campbell started a while back preparing their foods for Muslims. Pee on Campbell's.
Absolutely.
That's when I decided I started making my soups from scratch and said, heck with Campbell's.
Yep, absolutely. And then the other one was Knorr products, which I don't use anyway. You know, it's funny because I think it was Stouffer's was on there. And you know what? All of these items that we're talking about, except for the popcorn, they all have that funny taste to them. So,
let me ask you something. You remember this. Years ago, when you was a child, you'd get a hot dog, you'd bite into one before you cooked it. Wasn't that bad tasting? Bite into one now and you'll spit it out. It tastes like crap. It tastes like crap because they started mixing everything, they started adding all these preservatives, and heck, you got... I don't get it. Where other countries around the world are quickly throwing Monsanto stuff out and getting rid of all the GMOs and stuff, we're the only country that seems to be kissing their butt and embracing them.
Because if
you look at their board of directors and who they're married to, and if you want to see what Monsanto does, look at that. What was her name? DeLauro? Congressman, isn't she? Or is she a senator?
I don't know.
Her husband, Green, he's one of, I want to say Greenberg. I could be wrong.
Oh,
Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
Yeah. What's his wife's name?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Andrea Mitchell or something?
No. His wife's name is something like, I'm talking about the guy at Monsanto.
Oh, okay. I don't
know. Congresswoman DeLauro.
Oh, my gosh.
You know who I'm talking about now? She kind of looks like a man. Real short
they
hair, real skinny. Well, that's what Monsanto does for you. Look at her.
Exactly. I mean, it's horrible. And then you've got YouTube videos of Bill Gates all over the place talking about vaccination and depopulating the world. It's horrible. Unbelievable.
That gets me is all these people who talk about world depopulation, not a one of them is volunteering.
Yeah. I've got
not a one of them.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff here. I think I got some trolls in the thing. That's okay. Go ahead.
I'm expecting kind of a troll tonight. I ain't going to call him a troll. But he's a guy that from my area here, and he's somebody I wanted to give direction to, someone I wanted to help look at things from both sides and not just one view. And he doesn't look at everything from the same side. But he needs to do more research and stuff, and if he's going to be a voice for his generation and stuff, he's going to have to pick his fights and educate yourself. You're going to have to look at everything from both sides before you go make your statements and attacks. We have to do it ourselves. And I've been wrong. There ain't one of us that haven't been wrong. Most of us have been right most of the time, and if you go back and went and looked at the last 2 years, the things that many of us have wrote, you'd see everything we wrote has come to pass.
Yeah, let me see if I can bring this caller up. I'm not sure. It says Marcus.Roberts. Hold on a second.
I have no idea.
I don't know. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What's on your mind, sir?
I really just wanted to hear what you guys had to say tonight. I just wanted to participate in a conversation with someone.
Hey, we're willing. You got to understand, we're just like you. We're just like every other American out there. We have the same problems. We suffer the same things. We have the same finances. You know, we're no different than anybody else. What we've done is we've taken some time. We've looked into both sides of it. We've read up on it. Many of us have actually read the bills and laws that they proposed. And then we started standing up and speaking out.
I went to a meeting last night, and Ken, kind of one of the facilitators of this particular group, was talking about how the left is so easily indoctrinating everyone, and they use the Hegelian dialectic, and he was talking about consciousness-raising, techniques in the universities. And so they form these consensuses just like they normally do, just like they do in all those Delphi meetings. And one of the other speakers was talking about the Delphi technique and what he's dealing with and fighting against his general planners in San Marcos. And he's been fighting hard and heavy. This guy does more research on his stuff than I can shake a stick at. And he's doing a great job. So I'm going to invite him to the next one we do here in Oceanside, because I've got to have another voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do. We need to get other people involved and get more people out there and into this. Linda, let's be honest. It's not just the Democrats. The Republicans are involved in this, too. And both establishment of both parties have sold us out.
Yes.
And while we may think they're at each other's throats when they're out in the public, the truth is they're in cahoots.
That's play acting. I'm telling you, they're play acting for our amusement. Well, and that's
it is. You and I spend a lot of time and energy fighting Agenda 21, and if we've discovered anything in this battle, is that we're fighting the establishment of both parties.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what's going on, and then we've got the derelict holders, and then they've got, what did they already confirm, Brennan? I mean, they're just letting them all slide through everything. So
you got to look at the kind of people they're putting in there. I mean, they're putting people in here who will have no qualms about attacking the public.
None. It's evil. And they're marching. I mean, when you look at the gun-grabbing situation ever since the Sandy Hook deal, they knew that their crisis, that, false flag or not, I mean, they jumped on this because this was right before the election or right after the election. And they were just waiting for this.
Tell me this. Why is the White House blocking access to the survivors?
They're blocking access to everybody right now. They've closed down the public. I just saw that on Facebook before we went on the air.
If people buy into this, he's directing these attacks, trying to make it look like sequester was such a bad idea and everything else. And the truth is, nobody has wasted more money. If we'd have cut off all his travels and vacations and all those done by Congress on our dollars, we wouldn't have this problem. We'd have done doing with the sequestration.
Where'd they come up with the $50 million for new uniforms for the TSA, but they have to lay them off so that the lines are longer? What a crock. I mean,
right. The day before the sequester takes in, they spend that money. And then they're giving money to Pakistan. They're giving money to Egypt and Syria and other places.
Pretty bad.
The wasted spending. In this country alone, every one of us every day sees something that one of our elected put in place that we wasted our damn dollars on just so he could say he brought money or whatever back to your district. I don't care if my congressman or senator brings a damn dollar back to my district, as long as he restores this district to the very founding principles of this nation.
Exactly.
And that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land and outranks him and no one. No Muslim, no politician, nobody is above the law.
Well, I mean, when you talk, in fact, the last week or so, Greta has had many people on her show talking about the waste, fraud, and abuse, and it's endless. There is a book out there that would give you an inkling as to how bad it is. Hi, Doc. Welcome to the show, and I want to welcome everybody, Yo and Rod and everybody.
We're talking, and they're doing all this on the border and letting illegals go. Why don't you let some of them people you hired at Homeland Security to be your little army, let them go and quit providing them with weapons and arms and put the weapons and arms and the border agents back on the border doing their job? You've done nothing, Napolitano, since you got put in place, but block any kind of immigration enforcement. I don't understand why somebody hasn't been smart enough to come up and charge this entire administration with aiding and abetting the invasion of this country.
I know.
The illegal invasion. These people are not immigrants. They are illegal invaders.
Yes, I know. And then I was watching the Clueless Hannity show last night, and guess who he had on there? Jeb Bush, of all people. talking about immigration reform, I almost threw up the whole time. I was just listening to
did Bush not say, did he say he would not give them citizenship?
Which one, Jeb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that was some mention of that. I still don't
First
like
all,
the plan.
Never trust a Bush.
No.
Go back and look. This guy's daddy was the one who brought Agenda 21 to the forefront and wanted everybody to support it. Then his brother come along after Clinton pushed it, signed it, executive order of sustainable development, still Agenda 21, no matter what, they keep switching.
Oh,
Clinton signed onto it with an executive order. Then here comes Bush second, and he starts putting pieces of it into place. And then Obama comes, and now Obama's putting pieces of it to into place and trying to finalize it. If you elect Jeb Bush, you're going to finalize it.
Yep. Are we still... Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was just playing around with the Skype thing and turned off the camera because it's not coming up for you guys anyway. And you can't see it. But,
no.
So here's... I think they're getting ready to upgrade our system here, and if they do, that would be awesome. Then everybody can see the host, I think. I'm not sure how that's going to work. But
what I'd like to see is a day in this country when everybody woke up and walked outside. Nobody said they were a Republican. Nobody said they were a Democrat.
Right.
But everybody said they were an American, and we looked at America together, as a united front. When Wall Street is climbing through the roof, but your spending power in your private pockets is going down, something's wrong, people. Something's major wrong.
It's really bad. I mean, it's been going downhill for so long, so many decades. We can't even count them.
I wanted to donate some land here for a farm, just for anybody who wanted to go farm on it and this and that. And the circles I would have to jump through to do it made it impossible.
Absolutely.
Made it impossible. And it wasn't for me. It was to help out the poor in my area, to help people who might need those things. But no, I was going to have to jump through so many hoops and stuff. There was no way I could do it.
I know.
And then I would have had to hire federal food inspectors and all that before I could give it to the people. What a bunch of crap!
It's garbage. No, we are so well controlled already that it's frightening. And then we've got this nonsense. Of course, they're fighting it. This was Missouri, and they were talking about the DMV there, anyone who had a concealed carry, trying to tie in their, when they re-register for their, up their license after 4 years or whatever it is, that they were going to get all this information and tie it together and give it to Homeland Security regarding their concealed carry permits. And now there's a legal action being taken against this, and they're trying to get the American Communist, the ACLU, involved to help fight it. So it's just unbelievable what's going on in this country, and it's this is red state.
I'm not a big fan of my congressman, but today he did announce something that made me kind of proud, that Indiana's going after these people who make defense weapons and these kinds of things to come here.
Wow.
We don't have. We're not like these other states. We're not going to do like that. Kentucky just passed a bill that said don't even come in their state and try to confiscate guns. I could have told people that would be an ignorant attempt. They will bite you. They will bite you.
Yeah, they will. I know. And then the Colorado
census. Look back at the census worker you sent out there and what happened to him.
Yeah. And what I also they showed it on the Blaze, and it was also on Facebook too earlier, talking about, and Glenn did it on his show, these idiots in Colorado with their trying to take ban the shotguns. They had these hearings. One of the ladies that was on his show a few nights ago, probably last week, was one of the rape victims. There was five of them, and she was actually testifying yesterday or whatever in front of these people. And the stuff that they said to her was just absolutely appalling. I mean, just for the statements alone,
well,
I think I'd sue them.
The one woman who made the statements about her, she wasn't threatened and all this and that. That woman there, she don't have to worry about it because there ain't a man on the planet would rape her.
Well, Bill, it truly is not about, pleasurable sex. It's about controlling power. and evil.
It's about self-defense. It's about preserving your life. It's about defending yourself and your family and whoever else. And
if you want the most disgusting, sickeningly progressive utterance of the mouth of a libtard male, this one guy looked at this poor woman and said, well, this is how these people think. We're not trying to protect people from crime. We're trying to protect people's feelings of being afraid that someone like you carrying a gun would make them feel uncomfortable. If I was that woman, I think I would have been in jail because the guy's neck would have been broken.
That takes us right back to the PC crap. You know what? If your feelings are that damn well easily hurt, or you're that damn scared, maybe you need to go see and get some professional help. But the fact of the truth of the matter is, this country's been here for a long, long time. We've had this law the entire time. It is not about this political correctness crap's got to stop. On that, I agree with Dr. Carson, Ben Carson. I agree 100% with him on that one. This has to stop. It's just gone beyond.
And Terry Rowland has talked about this on her show, how these progressives think. They are more concerned about people's feelings than anything else on the planet. And it just irks you so badly because you just want to slap them. I mean, you just want to take a brick to their heads because you cannot get through to them. They have been so thoroughly indoctrinated with this nonsense, this socialist utopian nonsense, and you cannot get through to them. And they're so ignorant, Bill. I mean, if you cannot see the correlation between what has gone before and what's happening right in front of our eyes today, and what's been going on in the last, 4 years, et cetera, you're never going to get it.
Well, no, you're not. And that is the indoctrination that was purposely put in there. But, some of these kids are pretty bright, and they can add on their own and this, things, and that, things, and they start to see that things that they were told and this and that aren't jiving. They're not squaring up like they were told they would.
Of course.
They start doing their own checking and their own research, they wake up. You got to admit, we know there's a lot more youngsters that have woken up in the last few years to all the stuff going on, and you're going to see more and more. When you have a bunch of people going to college to be and you look at what people pick to go to school for, and then you look at the job market. Does anybody not look at the job market before they pick what they're going to go to school, make their career out of?
Some of these people are so stupid, and there's probably only a small, tiny handful of universities and colleges around the country, like Hillsdale or Liberty or any of these others, that teach conservative values and the Constitution, et cetera, and they have common sense. And
For the last few years, we've been seeing these politicians who went to Harvard and all these other places. Are you really impressed with their brain power? Not one damn bit. I think Harvard is the biggest failed education system that ever was.
So is Yale. So are all of them. It's horrible. Rod had a question.
Give me a high schooler with common sense. He'll be easier to talk to and work with than any of these other idiots. Is Harvard going to cut off all oil? They're not going to use any oil in their schools for heating or energy or anything now? I hope they freeze their asses off.
Me too. Yeah, let them use kerosene. So Rod says, we outnumber the other voters, so what's going on? Well, the Republican Party, Rod, has destroyed itself. They are one and the same of the progressives.
No, the Republican Party has showed their true colors.
Yeah. And so everybody who's actually like-minded with all of us, Rod, they stayed home because they didn't want Willard in there either.
You hear all this about the wealth. Look at who the wealthiest people are. You're going to find out the Democrats are the heads of that. But they're only after the wealth on the right. But the truth is, both parties, anybody who gets elected seems to think all of a sudden, well, now I'm above the people. You're not. You are nothing but an employee of
what they're
the
doing
people.
Is
you work
have,
for us.
Yeah, these people have usurped power they do not have any right to. They have no authority. I've been putting stuff on Facebook. I hope you're getting it all. The one where the lady was talking, I think it was in the South, and I can't remember her name now, but she had a good half-hour speech on that the federal government has absolutely no authority to mess with the Second Amendment whatsoever. And she did a great job. She got a great round of applause. And the other one with Rafael Cruz, Ted Cruz's father, who had another 32-minute speech, and I posted it twice. I hope you guys can get it. I'll try to get it back and get it back up there on Facebook because it is absolutely stunning, and it talks about what the rights are. In fact, I'm the one that I pulled. Ron gave me his one on the taxation thing. It's a PDF file. It's about 355 pages. I mean, even the first three pages are just astounding. I'm going to try to read the whole thing. It's amazing, talking about, you know, natural law and the founding of this this country. And the lady who was talking about our Second Amendment was citing Federalist number 46 regarding these things that, you know, that about militias and that what the whole idea behind the Second Amendment was. And people don't have any idea, Bill, what we're talking about. I mean, they would think I'm speaking Chinese if I were to speak to them. They don't. In fact, at the meeting last night, somebody asked a question, you know, as to why ABC, even the Republicans, don't understand these things. And I said, because they don't read anything. They just refuse. They do not educate themselves. You and I have had this conversation. We both.
You have this percentage that gets all their news and their views.
Oh, my God, from the black box.
Yeah. And they never question anything.
Nope.
It's like these people, well, they would never lie. You name me a politician out there that hasn't been caught in at least one lie. Anyone.
I haven't found any yet.
There ain't a one. And that includes Ron Paul. There ain't a one.
Yeah, well,
there ain't one of them that has not lied at one time or another.
I know.
Our problem is we keep handing control to people without overseeing them and their control.
Well, yeah, it's
if you were a plant manager, would you hire a guy and never go back to check on how he did?
No.
Then why do you hire a politician and never check on what he does?
See, this is the problem, and that's why I've been, for the past 2 to 3 years, so involved with my own city council. I send them stuff still every day because I have had it with these
mine
people.
Here, Linda, they have got it so messed up here. We had a local sheriff named Mark Larman who actually enforced immigration laws. They got rid of him as quick as they could. The city council, they made sure he got rid of him out. They put in another guy, and the ones who are catering to the illegals that are elected are the biggest employer of illegals here in this county. When it was exposed and everything else, they did nothing. He kept having people arrested that worked for him and stuff. But the next thing you know, they get rid of this sheriff. Now he is on the county council.
Oh, my
God. The employer
God.
Of the illegals. That's how it works in Seymour and Jackson County.
They're
we closed
doing it
down
anywhere.
A school. We closed down a school over here that was a higher rated school and moved all those kids there to Brownstown to go to school. Now they're coming back and they want a tax and they're going to add millions and millions of dollars and all this and this and this. The school that they closed down had all that stuff already.
It's unbelievable what's going on.
But if people had actually read their comprehensive plan in this county, they would have known this was coming. And they'd know that the next town in line to be done this way is Medora, Indiana. It's all the power between Brownstown and Seymour. They're going to put, as it is right now, I can go out here and build a shed. I can go out here and build a doghouse or anything. I don't need a permit. Well, they're going to make sure that I pay somebody before I build a doghouse or anything.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all greed, and power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I posted the list of the names on my county comprehensive, all the people who signed on to it. I posted the list of their names. Maybe some people will start checking into this. We don't have an updated version. The only version on the website is from 2006. I'm sure there's a new one, but I'm sure they don't want us to see the names and who all signed on to it and stuff.
Right.
I have no faith in the current corrupt lying mayor of Seymour. He just follows the path of the mayors before him. And it's all about their own self-interest. It's all about... Mm-hmm. their own pockets. It's not about the people.
No.
Spend. Build.
Yep.
Buy up. And the whole thing behind it all is these guys are investing before the public gets to notice what even being offered.
This is what's been going on in all of the towns and counties and small cities all over this nation with this Agenda 21. This is what's been going on in San Marcos, Escondido, Vista, Encinitas, Del Mar. I mean, I can go through the whole thing. My city, all of them. Carlsbad, they're all in cahoots together. They've got corrupt people doing building projects. They've got corrupt people, in cahoots with NGOs and public-private partnerships all through this whole county. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the energy revolution. It's in my UT. It was an incredible article talking about fracturing and who's trying to stop it. And you know the names. It's all the Enviro Wackos, Sierra Club, the Wildlands Project, all this stuff. California, do you know that in 1920, California produced one quarter of the world's oil? And we've had fracturing since the mid-40s in this country. And now the technology is even better. And they cannot prove that there's going to be any problem to the environment with this. And yet they keep stopping it and keep stopping it. So this is coming from on high, from the UN on down, and you know. And well, Spendrick, go ahead.
You look recently. The oil in the Gulf, they're selling it to China. They're going to let China drill for it.
And the other thing was, what was this position I heard that Zero is conjoined with at the UN? What is his position there? He's got some kind of a secretarial in with these people. He's like
Obama?
Isn't
he part of the Security Council or is it the Human Rights Council? He's one of them too. He's a head of.
Yeah, I think the Security. Yeah, maybe that's the one.
And our laws says he can't be. It's treason for him to be.
Oh, my God. I know. He's just wielding his power and weaving his evil deeds all
the
way.
Have you heard any Republicans go out there and challenge it?
No, not a word. Nothing.
If you people should pay attention. If they're not, if the other side's not challenging you, they're in cahoots.
Absolutely. The whole thing is frightening. I was mentioning to my friend Lynn, who is the wife of the man who was giving the main speech, and I said you know because Ken was talking about how they're doing the high density and they want to put everybody and herd them into these corridors along the transit lines and all this stuff. And this has been going on since the mid 70s in California, and I looked at Lynn and I was joking and I said kind of joking and I said, well, how are they going to fill up all these apartments and condos when people are fleeing the state like in droves? She starts laughing. And at the end of the meeting, I said, you know what, from what I'm seeing, because we talked about all the stuff that's going on, I said, I do not see any way out of this other than a revolution when push comes to shove. There's no way to fix this, Bill. There is no.
And the sadness is we'll be fighting amongst each other instead of going after the assholes who caused it all.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot worse than that. We're going to be fighting those foreign troops and his
bouncers. Oh, yeah, they're setting us up to fight foreign troops.
Yep, I know.
Congress and your Senate goes out for a 2-week vacation starting the 22nd of the month. That's the same day the UN's gun thing starts. And it gives them about a week. And they'll be out about a week, maybe 8 to 9 days longer than the UN will be in meeting. But if you look around outside our borders, on the Canadian borders and the Mexican, on the other side of the Mexican borders and stuff, you look out throughout our country, they have got foreign troops everywhere. They are look at how they're arming up our government, not our military, but our government against us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's who it's for. So you said something on the chat, I think it was yesterday, about how you take down one of those police rescue tanks.
Yeah, they're not that hard to do.
Oh, because I never knew the secret. I would imagine it wouldn't be, but...
Well, all things, you have to have some kind of air supply.
Right. Yeah, somebody had sent it, either you sent it to me or someone had sent it on Facebook or something, talking about the methods that I think you're speaking of, and I didn't write it down, so it left me, but can you say it on there?
Well, I really don't want to, but okay. Anybody who's been in the military can pretty much tell you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything else our government's involved with. They never do anything thorough.
They're not qualified. They're not competent.
You know,
yeah.
I sat in a meeting the night, and the guy was telling me, you know, he says, people aren't aware. They're not aware of how well they are armed without a gun in their homes.
Right.
Without a gun. I mean, how many people do you know it's got a gas grill? How many people do you know it's got torches and stuff? How many people do you know it's got chemicals and stuff underneath their sink and stuff? Every one of us. You know, you get looking around, it's not quite that. What it is we're not all nuts and we're not all out here trying to kill each other. Like they will let will try to paint anybody who has a gun.
Right.
There is no such thing as a totally safe environment. No such thing.
No. And that whole diatribe on safe zones and all this garbage and this progressive utopian nonsense, it's inachievable because human nature is not set up that way. Now, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't matter whether you're using a rock, a club, a knife, a gun, or your bare hands, a piano.
When you indoctrinate children against their country, what do you expect to happen? When you close your eyes and let extremists from Islam and you let Muslim or Mexican drug cartels and any other South American drug cartels cross the border and set up shops in your country, what do you expect? Then you want to blame the populace that tries to live within the laws for what you caused.
And what they're doing is they're not only indoctrinating the children in schools on this global warming nonsense and the LGBT and all this nonsense and, you know, making them think that that the pop culture and the abnormalities of choice of sexual orientation is normal. Now they're making them terrified of weapons.
We've always heard the masses will be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one I know who calls their gathering, their religious, a mass is the Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And the Catholics are about to elect a new pope, and there's already talk about changing some things. I can guarantee you that one of the things they're going to change, they're going to turn around and say the doctrine, Christianity doctrine, the doctrine against gays, they're going to reverse that. And when they do, I'm telling you, in my opinion, look at the pope, and you're looking at the beast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had that discussion yesterday, and I know Ron delves into this quite a bit, and he, you know, connects the dots with these religious organizations, and of course the Vatican City and the City of London and D.C. with all of their numerology and all of their symbols, you know, symbology. It's a cult. This is evil. Yeah, I mean, this goes back to Babylon. We all know it. We've seen, you know, the ram's head and this thing and and their numerology and the symbols, it's evil. And these people are buying into it. They're crazy. And we have to remember they still are human and they are subject to the laws of God and his wrath someday. And they ain't going to live forever.
They're going to try to take as many down with them as they can take.
I know. Well, I think it's time that if it all comes to pass, we're going to have to show them what we're doing, Bill. That's all there is to it. Because I'm not going down without one hell of a fight.
We have become so politically correct that we don't look out for each other.
Right.
And if we don't look out for each other, like I said, I'm proud of the area where I live. I've got a pretty good group of people, neighbors and stuff around me up in here. They're all informed. I don't have to tell them anything. They tell me quite a bit. They do their own stuff. They get out in public and they talk. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep talking. I started talking to a guy, and everybody's like, well, you shouldn't be talking to him. I'm like, no, I should be talking to him. If we have differences, then we need to talk. He can give me what he's got. I'll give him what we got, and we'll see what we get at the end.
Yeah,
but if Americans aren't, if we're not talking to each other, if we're letting these elected or those people we see on TV, if they're the ones dictating how we think and dictating how we talk, how we talk, then we're already slaves. We've already lost.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny how God works, because we had that November election, and leading up to that, me and a few others in this Oceanside community were fighting against city council and these big wigs that own the properties and the ones who own the mobile homes, and they want to get rid of all the mobile homes because they want their Agenda 21, and some of them don't even know what it is. They're just, you just follow the money and the greed, and you'll see where it leads you.
And so, we have the same thing going on here.
Yep. And so all these people, I mean, there was left, right, and in, everything in between of the spectrum of political affiliations in this group. And for the most part, I was like outnumbered as far as, you know, being a libertarian. But I just let it play out. And then we didn't have an action meeting for a long, long time. We're going to have one soon, probably next month or the end of this month. And it's funny how God works, because now that this is affecting them personally and it's getting real close to home, like taking the farms away or encroaching upon your with eminent domain and all these things, and, you know, the Not in My Backyard group, they're coming to see the light, and the articles that they have seen in certain areas that were passed around by myself and my other friend across the street, whom they trust, now they're coming to see the light. And now when I gave my speech last Wednesday, that whole group, right, left, and in between, were applauding what I said, because they could see the truth for the first time in about 3 years, Bill. So it took that long for me to at least just scratch the surface and at least get in, you know what I mean, to see what's going on.
I totally know what you mean. I've been fighting this group here in this Jackson County for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And it's amazing how many people are just indifferent.
That's true. But
and in a way, I just want to step back and watch them get crushed and say, "Well, you earned it. You wanted it. You got it. You were just so indifferent, so convinced that nobody could do that. Blah blah blah. And now you're suffering for it." I have nothing for those people who will not put out an effort to know anything, for those people who just go through thinking everything's hunky dory. When it hits them, I don't have no sympathy for them.
Yeah, so there are those who, you know, in fact, none of these folks had ever heard of Agenda 21. They don't know what I was talking about. So what I had done was I went ahead and changed the language, because that's exactly what the UN did, and they changed their Agenda 21 down to the Smart Growth and Sustainable Development with all their happy, rotten words. And so
you and I both know, Linda, they're lying to their elected, or lying to their teeth, when they said they never heard of Agenda 21, because Nancy Pelosi introduced that on the House floor in 1992.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Basically, the people I was, you know, as far as the city council, I keep bombarding them, whether they know about it or not, you know, whether they're in on it or not, I don't know yet, because I haven't one-on-one with a lot of them. But the people in the groups who stand up with me, you know, and one-on-one, you know, each person gets 3 minutes, and they give their speeches. These are the ones whom I had to try to help convince, because if I don't have 10 to 15 people standing up one after the other on a, you know, in front of city council saying similar things, fighting for this, you know what I mean? This is why I've got to educate the public. And then once the majority of the people who are finally seeing the light are going to be camped, believe me, in 2014 to try to get, I think it's Gary Faleen, another schmuck, off the city council. And the three that we hate are all Republicans. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter anymore, especially when you're dealing with local government. It does not matter, because
that's how I've got. If I see somebody in the establishment of the GOP don't like him, I probably do.
Yeah. Well, this is why the people, even the Republicans in this group, people who are registered Republicans, cannot stand these guys, because they can see right through them. They can see what they're doing. They know that they're arrogant. All they want is power, and they want to, you know, line their own pockets or line their buddies' pockets. You know how that goes. The same as it goes on in D.C. And they can see right through it, and it's not good for the city. And that's why people are fighting them. So in 2014, when it comes around to the election for Gary Faleen, we're going to try to get him out of there. And, I mean, we're going to work our butts off, because we're sick of him. Oh, he's just a schmuck. You can't believe the look on his face and how he talks to people. And he's got his nose in the air just like Zero does. I'm telling you, we got to get rid of this guy. He's really no good.
Well, you know, that's the problem is we elect people by popularity contest instead of by a contest of, well, what have you done? What do you stand for? Blah, blah. We don't go by what principles they represent. We
right.
go by
and
the party they represent.
This is
and I'm here to tell you, both parties have screwed us and screwed
yes.
us.
And what I'm finding, when I would go to, I went to like three different ones in my area, and there were all these women's Republican clubs around town. And I looked at these people and listened to them, and Bill, I couldn't go back. They wanted money joining, and the ones closest to me, which was actually in the city of Oceanside, they're fawning all over Cardin and Feller just because they have an R next to their names. It just astounds me. I don't understand it.
That's the indoctrination. That's how they've been raised.
I don't hang out with them anymore because they're not useful to me whatsoever. You know, they kind of understand the principles, but they're not seeing the picture, you know. Even though Barbara Decker talked in front of this one group, this was God, 3 years ago, they were all, oh, we gotta do something about that, but not one of them rarely comes to this Oceanside City Council meeting and does any more research. That was, you know, one time only, and that's how I got involved with Barbara and
well,
the Agenda 21 thing.
Now, well, we know our elected aren't doing any research. You gotta pass a bill before you read it.
Oh yeah, to find out what's in it. Oh well, that look, I've posted many things about Pig Losi, especially on Facebook, and I.
But she's not the only one that has that ideology.
I know. They're all.
I mean, it's both parties. Very few of them, I would say, actually read the entire legislation they sign.
Well, here's what everybody has figured out: that health care bill was probably sitting on the shelf for a long, long time, probably back when Clinton was president. I'll bet you. That has been, and not only that, that's when it started, and then they dusted off when, you know, who got elected, and then they started adding pages to it. I'm telling you, this is what's going on, and they knew it, and they didn't care. They were just going to push it down everyone's throats, because this is an oligarchy. We're done as far as...
If the Republicans would really want to shut that down, all they had to do was pull stuff out of the inside of it and let the public see it. But they didn't do that.
No. No, they won't do it. They're just cowards. I'm telling you, they are such cowards in this. They have no zero spines and zero huevos. Zero. I'm telling you, I don't care whether they're male or female or in between. They are just spineless. Nobody's doing their jobs. They don't read them. It's completely upside down. It is completely the antithesis of this founding that should have been.
I get to the points where I'm like, you know, there's no hope. Just hang it up. Don't even try. There's no hope. But I can't.
That.
I can't because I look at little kids and I say, somebody's got to fight for them little kids. Nobody
right.
else seems to be doing it.
Yeah, one of the great quotes, which I'm reading the book, I'm still in the very beginning stages of it with Bonhoeffer, and I love that because Glenn put it up on his desk and it says, to not speak is to speak, and to not act is to act. And if there was ever a man with courage to go up against somebody as evil as Hitler, I got to give him props. The guy had courage, and he had humility, and he had dignity. And he was going to do everything. He was actually part of the Valkyrie plot against Hitler. Of course, they didn't come to fruition, but at least he tried. At least he tried. You know, I mean... You got to try. And we must do, like you say, you've got to go with the local, you've got to know your neighbors, you've got to be a good Christian, and you've got to put your faith in the one thing we've got, and that's our real King Jesus. You have got to do these things, and you have to spread the word. You wake people up, and you act, and you speak, you know, you question, and you learn, and you teach, and you...
I'll tell you this.
Keep going.
I will tell you this. Many of those today that deny him, when the time comes, will be crying out to him.
Well, of course, that every knee shall bow. I mean, but everybody gets that little chance at the end. you know, and if they deny him all the way through, then they don't get to go to the pearly gates, I don't think. I think it's written somewhere in here. I've got the Bible in front of me. But, yeah, we've got to, in fact, I saw something from my sister on Facebook regarding back to biblical principles, and I made a note on there, too, and said, absolutely, because the research that the founders did before they wrote that Constitution was immeasurable, absolutely immeasurable, what they did and how they went through all the philosophies, theologies, you know, all the economic, everything. And they went through it all, and they rejected anything they knew was bad.
And you have the chaos inside our country that we have now that's been, you know, was instigated to be chaos. We have never been so far apart on race and everything else as we are now. It was all orchestrated to
absolutely
be that way.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's political correctness, the Communist Manifesto, and it's just been marching in the progressive stuff. I mean, it's all there.
It's about destroying our culture.
You're right. They've done it.
I keep saying these three things, and don't talk to me about something that's going on right now. Well, the truth is, everything goes right back to the Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Everything.
I know.
Don't try to think that anything out there doesn't. The monetary thing, right back to it. Everything goes right back to it.
Yeah,
so if you think you've got something that's not a part of it, well, then go do some research because you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, you'll find it. The roads will all lead to it. But I think what they did was when the communists, like KGB and the real diehards who've always wanted to bring down this country, you know, Soros, Maurice Strong, and the rest of them all combined, when they realized that they weren't going to get it through, you know, after the Cold War, and they weren't going to be able to destroy us from the inside with Karl Marx, they decided to put forth this Agenda 21, and that's how I think it got in. And, of course, now we've got the damn UN here, and we're involved in it up to our eyeballs, and it just makes me sick.
Well, they've actually been writing about this since the 1940s, Linda.
Well, I think that Rosa Fiore said that she traced it back to the late 1800s. That's how bad.
Oh, yeah. But the 1940s was when it really became a prominent thing. And there was papers written about it. And when people wrote about it, that's a conspiracy theory. Everything is a conspiracy theory. Remember the Bilderberg group went for years?
Sure.
Oh, there ain't no such thing. It's a conspiracy theory. Your own government, your own elected got up there and lied to their teeth and said there is no such thing.
Yeah.
And we found out a good portion of them are members of it.
Of course they are. They don't want you to know what the truth is. I mean, why do you think the KKK wore masks? They didn't want you to know that that was the mayor of your town, you know, the grand poobah or whatever. I mean,
yeah, that wasn't Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, this is what evil does. They're shapeshifters. That's it. You have to realize what you're dealing with, and you know, these people are evil, and we've been fighting this stuff since, you know, Adam and Eve.
If you look at what political group backs the racist organizations, it's the Democrats.
They back
the KKK. They back the Black Panthers. They back La Raza.
They do.
Yet they'll go out and attack the other side over saying, oh, you're the ones doing it.
No.
You're the ones, like those La Raza, you're the ones steering our tax dollars to a group that's preaching destroy the United, kill white people and all this kind of stuff. You're giving them our tax dollars. You continually give our tax dollars to our enemies.
That
makes you an accomplice and makes you an enemy.
Yeah. So what I've got is Rod took off, Yola took off, Doc took off, and everybody's out of the chat room. So I don't know if you want to continue on. We've got 35 minutes left. But what I was going to ask, and I don't know why there was a discrepancy of going to Georgia or Delaney this time, but whatever you guys decide, and I think it was, because it originally was that way, and then Ron was excited because it's close to his house, but we didn't know that he had a friend or something that might be able to get us in there. So I don't know what you guys want to do.
I have no idea. but I don't want to go out and spend a whole bunch of money here and not be able to get it back.
Oh, no way. So we've still got a little bit of time left because I don't have to book flights, and I'm watching the prices drop on the airlines right now. So I'm going to let it go down a little further, you know, and see how that goes. But, you know, as long as I can get a hold of Ron and I can email him and he can give me an answer in the next few days, then we'll find out what these prices are too. We want to know all of it. So, and how many cabins we need and everything like that. So is it possible for you to get down to Georgia by, you know, whatever time we can?
I can get there, but I'm not going to have the crowd with me that I had here.
Yeah, I know. So let's kind of figure it out. And I'm hoping, since it is a weekend, you know, that the Golden family would be able to get there. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see what everybody wants to do. And I've been trying to coax Rod Luke into coming, darn it. And then I'm going to try to get Robert Kaplan and Michael Magic to do it too, because that would be so fun. And
I had planned on reaching out to every group around and groups on the other internet that I intertwine with and stuff. But I had quite a few people here that was even, you know, interested. They wanted to come this time and hear this. They couldn't believe that you guys came here last year.
Oh, wow. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, as many as we can get, you know, when we decide where we're going and we get the dates and all this stuff that we really want to do, then Yola and I and everyone can put the blast out once it's solidified and try to get folks excited about it. So that would be fun. And, like I said, we're about the half-hour mark, but I didn't know.
We can go off at any time if there's no one paying attention. The weather right now back here in the east is playing heck on people.
All right. Well, let's just play Keep the Change, and we'll see you tomorrow if you have a chance to tune in for my hour show. I've got a jam-packed stuff going on here.
I can tell you this. If I'm not at a radio show for anybody, it's either I'm at a meeting somewhere, I'm out talking to people, or I've got some kind of family thing happened.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Bill. It was absolutely great. We got a lot covered, and we, like I said, we've got to do the things we know are right and what the founders would suggest to us, because they were not stupid people, and they understood what freedom was about. I'm telling you, these clowns. Oy.
Well, Linda, you have a good night, and God bless you, and don't give up.
I'm not. You either. We'll talk about it this summer. We should have a good time. Hopefully, we can do Delaney. We'll see how it goes. You know, whatever we decide, because it's not. I'm just going towards the east anyway, so it's probably.
We could do one in the summer, and we could go do another one in the fall.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh God, except the money. It cost me a lot to fly, but. Yeah. Anyway, sweetie, take care. Say hello to the family and the clan. I'm sure they're trying to listen in if they're around. And just keep educating them like I'm trying to do.
Well, I'll keep in there. You keep in there. We'll keep doing our best. And let's pray and hope that many others wake up and join us in this.
Absolutely, because we're running out of time. I think. Just me. I can't be dismissed.
I have to agree with you. I already made a comment that I look by the beginning of September to be buried.
Oh, God. Oh, don't say it. Don't.
I don't mean in the grave, Linda. I mean buried out of sight.
Oh, that. Okay. I hope you. Are you going to keep your cell phones? So I'll never find you.
Yes, you will. Think what I told you.
Okay.
If you get anywhere near that place, we'll see you.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just sit down and light up a cigarette and pour some wine, and you can come get me.
that's what happened. I'll send them there. I'll come or they'll come, but you will be found. You won't be able to enter. You won't be able to enter the area without somebody knowing you're there.
All righty. Well, listen. God bless. Play some music, and I'll check you out tomorrow. Hopefully.
Good night. God bless.
Yeah, God bless.
keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all.